Cheers, Fetz came out.
That's kind of mad. Love Kiosa.
I will do. Chill, remove the McDonald's thing, bro. No free promo. They ain't sponsored us.
Are you mad?
Why not?
I should remove it.
Yeah, bro. Why don't you?
It's not that deep.
Nah, man. They ain't sponsored the team.
You're excited.
Why?
Hey, he's like, you've had a good day. Like,
why? Why do you excited? Keep saying, I don't understand.
Nah.
Do you know what it is?
You know the man? No, you know the man that now come in all happy and like, bro, they come in with like just more energy. Like,
I
you
don't
just
understand.
Know.
Like, nah, I don't know. Nah, okay, cool. I feel like I have been trying to consciously give myself a kick to have motivation to do certain things, innit? Like, we're recording back to back this week. It's not easy, you know, off the back of work. Like, we're not, it's like we're chilling at home. So it's tiring. Do you know what I mean? So today I was like, you know what? I am going to be as proactive as possible, record like my whole day today. I woke up in the morning, cool, whatever, whatever. Then done, finished work. I had a nap, woke up, made my way to the studio. Then I done the trivia. After doing the trivia, I've done the thumbnail. And I arrived here before you, so a win is a win. Like, and it's just a good day. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, but I'm not necessarily happy. Like, nothing has happened. Like, do you know what I mean?
This is what I mean. Like, even though I arrived here before you, like,
what? Like, I'm just saying.
You're
what?
Not just saying.
It's not a jab, bro. It's only a jab, bro. If you're in the ring. We're not in the ring. We're just calm. Having combo.
It's
like,
only a jab when you're in the ring.
Like, think about it.
Oh, yeah, of course. As if you didn't set up. This is what I'm saying. This guy's excited.
I thought the club was hard.
Just say you're excited.
Be honest to us verse.
Be honest.
Yeah, to his verse.
Cold.
Really?
Well, you don't read it.
I don't know. Nah, I feel like it was all right.
Nah, it was cold.
It weren't like odd you.
Yeah, but she's not a rapper.
I know. So I feel
that's
like
why I was
she tried.
Nah,
tried.
More than tried.
I think so.
I think it was stable, like it was solid.
Stop looking at her face. Focus
whose
on
face?
Her face. Focus on the lyrics.
What?
Stop looking at her face. Focus on the lyrics.
Is this guy okay?
Are you slow or something?
No. I'm stunned by the fact that you would even mention that.
Why? I'm just saying she's gorgeous, isn't it? So that might play a part in why you're saying
it's
that.
It's not playing any part into anything. Bro, I'll be the first one to immediately say like whether it was good or bad. Like, fam. Mm. Tiwa's verse was cold. Like.
It wasn't. Don't forgive me. If I sound, I'm literally just because it's new, mm-hmm. because it's different. That's why I'm asking you, like, how did you find it in it?
Yeah,
I'm trying to say so, but yeah.
No, I think she did really well. Like, I'm not saying it was like, he's a female rapper in Nigeria. Like, would you call Tenny a rapper?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's like.
What verse has she done before though?
She actually got a verse on Odumodu's album.
Yeah, I know.
Which
I
is
know.
Hard.
The tune is with Masika.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't know about
very,
Masika.
Very
you
cold.
Don't Masika, true.
Hmm?
You don't know about Masika.
Well, I know about her on the song.
Yeah, well, true. But yeah, the tune's decent. No protocol.
What do you think? Do you like it?
Yeah. That's you know what's crazy? That song, because obviously when the Deluxe came out, that song was the first song I downloaded. Prior to Water Seasoning, you know?
What song?
No Protocol.
Oh, No Protocol. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, that was the first song I downloaded. Yeah, like, I felt that before.
Yeah,
I
no, but
Water
that's
Water Seasoning.
To be fair, I don't know. Did you see the snippet of it?
Yeah, like, they've done a collaborative post and everything. Twitter, yeah. Odumodu Black collabs with everyone, man. He's a G.
Nah, it's really good. I don't think it'll last, but might as well get it all out.
Yeah, like, you won't keep doing it. But you never know, you might. Some people are like that. Like, I'm trying to think of an artist that, like, they're very active on their page because most times they try to keep it exclusive and just try.
Blackbones is active on his page.
I don't follow Blackbones, you know.
I don't follow him either, but he always comes.
They say, Blackie, where you go? Blackie, where you go? Blackie, where you go?
He always comes up on my TL, fam.
I can't believe you don't feel that song.
Nah, man. Blackbones is the thing is.
Go on. I think it's cool.
Basically, did you see on Twitter the beef he had?
Yeah, you said go and explain.
I spoke to you about it.
Yeah.
So basically, obviously, he was basically saying that after you man's so-called top three, which was a little bit of a like distasteful kind of jab there.
So I suppose you said top four the other day.
It was like top three or four. I think he was Kid Burner, David O.
Was it Olamide or Ashake?
Yeah, probably Olamide.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair.
He said, but after your so-called top three or four, I've got the best catalogue, basically.
Catalog?
And that's
you
just
only started making music that a year ago, right?
No, he's been making music to be fair.
You only,
but like,
you only hit stardom a year ago to maximum 2 years.
But would you even call
What's
it?
What's the first Blackbone song you heard? that you dig. That mine was.
I only have one.
I don't have a broken lucky. No, he's cold though.
I'm not saying he's not cold. Okay, I'm just saying. Like the only song I really like is Hallelujah, innit, with CK.
Is that it?
Yeah, I'm not. Bro.
What about? I've been watching for a long, long time.
Like, if that came up in my car, I'm skipping.
Oh, no, I literally downloaded that today, you know.
Skip it, man.
That's a decent tune still.
Nah, but Sha.
Is it Blacky where you? And you don't think Black Sharif is on his second life?
At first I was saying no, but now I think he's on like his 10th life.
10th?
Yeah,
he's only been in the game for like 2-3 years.
I know, I'm exaggerating. Oh, okay, but bro, okay. Like Black Sheriff can't, like, he can't last.
I think he's good though. I actually think he's good. Nah. That verse on Always was special. And you
Always?
Know what? Why are you saying, you're the one that, and then second sermon, you're the one that practically
tear them
up.
Down into pieces. What do you think of this, P?
I hate hearing that song because it reminds me of Ghana so much.
No, but do you know what it is? Let me break something down with Carry Black on. Sheriff.
Yeah. Turn off the fridge.
All right, cool. One thing I'll break down with Black Sheriff here is the guy, no doubt he can rap. Three things you need to look at him with though. Where's the longevity in what he does? I just don't see it. There's just nothing it's different. Harsh, no, but you keep saying it's harsh. But look at...
So you don't think he's talented? Hold on. You don't think he's talented?
But of course, bro, if you blow, you're talented.
Okay, cool.
Regardless of how good or bad you may think you're talented.
Yeah.
That talent is different.
Mm-hmm.
How I like to think of it is, bro, compare Black Sheriff and Odumodu. Odumodu, in the short time he has blown, has shown us variety of, or like, two ends of the spectrum in his artistry.
So,
hold on.
I had a sub question, but go and finish, then I'll ask you the question.
Yeah. So with that already, like, I can tell with Odumodu, like, I'm thinking, rah, he's not only the greasy type rapper, he can also do the melody type thing, he can also do choruses, he can also put his rapping into, like, let's be honest. What was the last, like, obviously I say Ashake songs are a little bit, it is rapping to a degree, but it's more like melody type rapping, isn't it?
Yeah.
When was the last rap Afrobeats, and I'd like get onto me for calling it Afrobeats, but just so that everyone understands.
Rap African.
Well, yeah, when was the last rap African song, so Cast, that everyone like was on? Like, deep that his verse on Cast isn't a melody, it's a rap.
Yeah.
It's a verse.
I think the last not a rap song in it, but the last verse, because rap song is true. That is, he is probably the last rap song that we digged in it. The last rap verse though probably would be Loaded, innit, Ashake. That's the last. That's probably when I heard him bar, like he was spitting.
But even then, like,
but it's not a rap song.
And even then, like, Loaded ain't doing the numbers casted. Like, numbers in terms of like how it's received.
But like,
how it's received.
Yeah.
I don't know what the YouTube Spotify numbers are. I'm just saying how it's received.
I think Cast is probably on the
Cast is flipping these, like, any motive you're going to, you're hearing it.
Yeah, it's true.
So yeah, man.
And you apologize though as well.
About
believing that Shady Poppy is not the truth.
I still don't think he's the truth, but numbers don't lie. No, come on, man. We know we're bigger than numbers. Like, we know it's not just a numbers thing. But what I will say is he's exceeded my expectations beyond like reasonable, like beyond doubt, beyond all forms of doubt.
Do you know?
So I definitely apologize.
Do you know it was with Shady Poppy? Like, the reason I knew he would blow is because life is too serious. So when you see someone that is really experimenting and just enjoying their sound, you appreciate them more, i.e. Naramali. Like, if I said to you, like, name 5 Naramali bars, none of them are serious. They're all dumb. If I said to you, give me an example of Naramali bar that was like, ooh, this is a bar, you couldn't really tell me one.
Mm.
And that's why now, off the back of the whole...
What do you think? Charlie probably's got serious bars.
No.
Oh, that's my point. That's your point.
So okay. I'm saying, like, okay, off the back of the whole Mobad situation, and again, RIP Mobad, you know, I think it's now time for the old Treacherous Twins have stepped down and there's some new Treacherous Twins stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really feel like, you know, it's now time for Shady Poppy and Zeri to replace Naramali and Zinoliski, innit? I might be wrong, but that's just what I think it is, and I feel like Naramali...
Well, you're putting Zeno in that cat as well.
Yeah, because I feel like Shady Poppy and Naramali are the same people in my eyes. Like, it's just a little bit of a difference. They're both people that are just having fun on a beat and I can say anything and do anything.
No, but Zeno's cold.
I'm not disputing that, but Zeno became cold over time. And Zeri is cold too. Like, Zeno is colder than Naramali. Zeri is colder than Shady Poppy, bro. We just got to give it more time to hit. When it comes to barring and when it comes to song creation, bro, Zeri's hot. Like, when we, when, like, obviously, me and you are music heads. Like, when we hear Puff Pass and when we hear Cast, you know what we dig more. Of course, you might, everyone else might dig Cast, but really and truly, you know we're digging. Puff, Puff, Pass is a back. Like, you're thinking, wow, this is a tune. Do you know what I mean? So, again, I think, and with Zeno as well, it was over time that we saw how great he became, innit? Yeah, do you get me? Like, when you start, when you get more money, better production, better team around you, it'll just be peak, man. Mm. So, bruv, yeah, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for Shally to see more. I'm gonna see, I wonder what will come out from now till Wireless.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll drop a little EP or tape.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. And then Zeri as well. It would be good if he brought Zeri.
There's enough time to drop it. I think Charlie probably needs
after
to drop
after what Naira Marley done. I'm not Naira Marley. After what Ashaka done dropping the tape before the OT, because I know that was for that.
It just, no, but it showed that. It's so risky to do that.
I know, but
and he done it. And it was so good.
So, like, crazy.
Like, as much as we get mad that we didn't hear songs we wanted to hear, bro, what he did was mad. Like,
it's not normal
to drop an album that everyone knew, like, well enough. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, with all the songs from his old album,
it was like, strong. But he's special, isn't it? Like, even when he, because, like, again, okay, even when he dropped Mr. Money with a Vibe, again, I feel like it, there wasn't, he didn't announce he's dropping an album. Think about it. He did not announce he's dropping an album. He just dropped it. He had three singles in there, which were
Terminator,
Peace Be Unto You,
and Joha. No, Joha came on the album.
Because I don't even, Sung Bae Remix, I don't even think Sung Bae Remix,
no, is it on there? On the
it's not on
it
the
is, it is, it is.
Oh, it is, that was the other, so that's the other single, innit? Do you get me?
Yeah.
So, again, like, and then with this one, where there was only what song that was out prior?
I'm a Piano.
No, maybe 2:30. Was 2:30 out prior?
2:30, yeah, not I'm a Piano. No,
2:30, yeah, My Piano came out with the tape. Yeah, 2:30 was the only song that was out. So that, and Yoga.
Oh yeah,
to end the album. Yeah.
But deeper, yeah. Like, so now look at across, and this is, it's fair enough. This is just how the cards are falling. Little music segment for you, man. Bro.
We'll get this other
deep thing, deep that on Peace Be Unto You. Besides the released ones, you still had Joha, you had Organize, you had Ototo. Yeah, and anyone that you might want to call great, like, the only one I would say that maybe if someone said, mention this song and sing it, and you might not know how to sing it till you hear it, is maybe Reason.
Yeah,
for someone who maybe doesn't know. But if you know Ashaka, you know everything else. Yeah. And then on Work of Art, bro, like, when I think about it, bro, he had Lonely at the top with it, he had Basquiat with it, he had Awodi with it, he had what's the other tune, I Believe on it.
He had a lot of songs, man.
Like,
so what's next for him then? Do you think another O2 Arena? Do you think he'll do another O2 Arena? Or do you think he'll do it twice?
I think he should do the O2 properly. Yeah. He should do it properly. Mm, really do it properly. Come early, yeah.
Move around.
Because his will be different.
Yeah.
Even though David will always be a good...
All that money you spent on coming up from there. You could put that...
No, but bro, the guy took like 10 minutes.
If you took 15.
Yeah. After being late, like... But obviously it wasn't his fault, but... Like, what it comes down to is, look... I'm gonna make two statements.
Oh, here we
and
go.
These are gonna be big.
Sit back.
Yeah, sit back, relax, hold your seat, put your seatbelt on. Like, there is no Afrobeats artist. Listen to me. There's no Afrobeats. I think you will actually agree with me when you hear it. There's no Afrobeats artist, one, who has had the effect that Ashaka has had on Western Europe. In this short space of time.
Yeah.
Because let's really be real. It's only been 2.5 years. And he's done.
It hasn't been 2.5 years.
Oh, it's 1.5 then.
In 2 years on the dot, literally.
Oh, 2 years on the dot.
Yeah, like, so it's been shorter than even what you think. You would think it's been 2.5 years. It's only been 2 years.
Even better for,
like,
that point.
Thingy came out in literally February.
Yeah.
Like, February, January it came out.
And?
Thingy came out. Amor Queer.
No, facts. And on top of that, the second statement I'm going to make is, I'm even going to say, and Burna Boy heads don't hate me, innit? Because I've just said in the last episode that Burna Boy is number one for me. But we recognize African Giant as, like, number one. I say, take your pick. Mr. Money with the Vibe, Work of Art are two of the best albums to come out of Nigeria. And that's including Timeless, which I love. Like, to... higher levels.
I think
peace beyond Mr. Money with the Vibe, work of art. I say take your pick.
I think take Mr. Money with the Vibe is number one. I don't think work of art is better than
I just said take your pick.
I don't think work of art is better than
Bro, Timeless. I don't even I'm not gonna die on the hill of it. Like, I don't criticize you for it. I'm fine with you saying that. But I'm saying take your pick. So whether you want to argue work of art, if you don't think work of art is first or second.
But you think work of art is better than Timeless? I don't think it is.
I think it is. I think Timeless.
I've listened to Timeless from head to toe.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah,
Broski.
Listen to and listen to work about like.
I will. I'm gonna do.
I know it's cliche to say these things, yeah, but
it's not.
Timeless is timeless. Timeless is timeless, no doubt. Like, and it's gonna like Davido is gonna be remembered for that album.
It has to be
that great.
He shouldn't drop an album for a good 2 years.
He's not gonna not do that. Wizkid's dropping, Burna's gonna drop an album. He's gonna be pressured into dropping.
I hope not. Because what his last album prior to that was A Better Time, and that came out in 2020. So we'll and see. that's whole 3 years. You never know.
You never know.
Interesting.
No, what was I gonna say?
You said take your pick, and you said that timeless. You said so. I think you was about to say that.
Oh yeah, timeless is timeless. But a work of art is a work of art.
Think about it. Fair enough, man. Fair enough. Well, hi, guys. I hope you're all well. I don't know if you're waiting for the camera to pan to another guest, but it will now. Look. Pause. Got your ass. So, Ekale, welcome to another episode of the Setback Podcast. What number is it? I couldn't tell you. We are just here forgetting about seasons and just recording as you asked us to. You're joined by the one and only... Honored and blessed, we thank God Almighty, one of the co-hosts of the Sent Back Podcast, your boy Kamzo SCP, the Afrobeat connoisseur, the swaggest fella in Southeast London, Mr. Orukomi Ni. And I always tell you, it either means two things. Either your boyfriend is the swaggiest, but he's not from Southeast London. And if he is from Southeast London, then he simply cannot, will not, and shall not be the swaggiest. And to my right, one of my best friends, arguably in contention of best man to be, I didn't say you are. Calm down. Not too much. My broski, my brother, love, appreciate him, which we're gonna get into today. Like, I could tell you was pushing for a guest today, but I wasn't, and I think you could tell.
Yeah.
I feel like we just sometimes it's time for us to sit down and chat. Brother to brother.
It's good, man.
Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't mind.
Yeah. So we're gonna talk about a lot today. More about me and you. My broski, my brother, TB the General.
DB the General, man. You already know what it is. The coldest, the flattest, mm-hmm. cleanest, mm-hmm. smartest. Mm-hmm. Short and sweet, man. We always like...
But you banged out short and sweet of recent.
No,
when is it going to be long? I was faster than you thought, so...
That is brazy.
I was faster than you, so it doesn't matter.
But don't worry, we will have a extended one soon.
Extended one.
Long one.
I thought I just said
one.
Long and you're
long
saying
extended.
Long
or extended one. No. Because I was going to say a long one.
Oh, you're
that's
talking about the thing. Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you see
yeah,
what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, synonyms and that.
Synonyms. Acronyms and that. Thesaurus. but yeah, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm so good. Like, I'm actually blessed. Work's going good. Life's going well.
Yeah, man.
Family's good.
Yeah. Okay.
We need to get our mums on, you know.
I was thinking about that on the way here. It's just a matter of just your mum. Like, I feel like when my mum is here, my mum's abroad. When your mum is here.
Like, my mum's coming this week.
It could work.
Is your mum about?
Yeah, she's here at the moment. And how long is she here for? She's always here for like five. She's here for like 2 sex. Maybe we can try to push for an early April thing.
No, summer. Is your mum going to be about in summer?
I can't say.
Yeah, but I think she will. There will be a point in summer where your mum's about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I say we just get it done then.
Yeah, that will be our best episode.
Yeah, though. Yeah. Facts. That would be so fun. Your mum there.
Under the oath. They'll both be there.
My mum's going to preach for the whole, like, guaranteed.
They'll both be there. We'll both be here.
Like, guaranteed my mum's preaching. Like, guaranteed. Not even to guarantee.
My mum's just going to be, So there's a few bits to talk about. Someone's asked you a question, and I'll do the same for you. What is your favorite trait about me, and what is your least favorite trait about me? And be as transparent as possible.
It's a good one, man.
We're not here to. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, we're brothers. Brothers fight. Brothers quarrel. But what is your favorite? Because someone asked me this recently. I won't say their name. They said they were doing some self reflection, and I had to proper go into detail. Like I sent them a 4-minute 37 voice note. Thank God for being able to put it at 1.5 and 2. But yeah, like I was like, oh, this is good. I'm gonna do this. So I done this with my friend Alberta. So I'm doing this with you now. I thought it'd be good to do on the pod to hear your opinion.
Just before I say that, I can't lie though. Like, and I've been doing this recently. Like now, it's as if you even know. Just before you say that, you can't just say that and then skirt past it. Guys like him should be arrested, like for manslaughter. Because how are you sending someone a 4:37 voice note? I don't care if you could put it on 3x speed.
No, that, but
it was on WhatsApp as well, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. WhatsApp. You can't. It was on Snap. Yeah.
No, like, you can fast forward on WhatsApp, bro. Guys like bro, sending a 4:37 voice note, bro. Just chill. Wait till you can actually send a message back. Because, bro, I'm not listening to all of that.
But you can. But my thing is like, it depends. If you ask me a question, then yeah. If I'm saying, oh, you're Dan, and I'm like, you're, and I'm, then the next thing I say is 4:37. That's what I'm telling you about my day, or I need something. You're taking a mic. But I'll be honest with me, and a lot of, it's probably why in my past life I lost a lot of girls, because I think I remember one girl that I used to talk to. This was like in 2017. We're friends now, to be fair. She told a lot of the man them she was taking the mic basically, but she said that he's mad forward, like he just sends voice notes like because the thing about with me, you know, I always send voice notes because I can't type. My thing is just like, and one thing I hate is when people say HUH? That gets me, that drives me up the wall.
Yeah.
So if I know that I need to type something and it's going to be more than 5 lines, I'm just going to send you a VN. Even if the VN is 1 second, I'd rather send a VN. So in the process, enough, someone might be like, huh? And they might be like, oh, you're a bit forward, but...
Girls, let us know though. Is it a mad thing to send voice note like when you first met?
No, I mean, I feel like it's only a problem if the girl don't like you.
Oh, thank you. That even, and sorry for jumping because we are going
to
get back to the question.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't need you to have to figure
that out. That goes back to the... to the thing that I've been saying to my friends for like 2-3 weeks now. The idea of game and moving to someone is such a facade. It's not real. Yeah, it's honestly not real. And shall I tell you why it's not real?
It's a social construct, bro.
Girls know when you approach them, whether or not they're trying to have it. They do.
Don't you have any success stories of girls you've been persistent with?
Of course. But I still believe.
And when I say past life, I mean when you were younger. You got to certain age, that one time, forget it.
No, but I still believe that, fam, in your persistence. Of course, there's the rare occasion where it's just like, oh, do you know what? Let me just give him a chance kind of thing. I get that. But I'm saying more often than not, and when I say more often, I'm talking about 80-20 split. Like, girls see the person, whether it be on socials or whether it be in person, and they know, all right, cool, I'm going to have it from this person. I might play a little bit hard to get, or I might just be like, oh, yeah, cool, no, I like you, you like me kind of thing. Mm. Let's move with it. But I think the idea of game, moving to someone, like actually having to work hard for someone, and I know there will be times where we think we've actually moved to them and we've been successful.
Like, yes!
Yeah, do you know what I mean? But I honestly believe that girls know.
I don't know. When would you say the last time you could actually remember? That could be your bird. But I was gonna say, like, I personally can't remember the last time I actually moved to a girl, like, so I don't even know. I can't remember. But I know that, for example, like DMs and that, I think I stopped DMing like probably like 2021, 2020. Mm. Unless I'm DMing you if I already know you. So it's like, oh, yo, like, I saw you today. Why did you say hi? Oh, man, that one.
No. You know what I'm saying? It's packed. Oh, why didn't you say hi? you saw me.
Without me?
You saw me. No, girls hate that, though. Yeah, like, when you say,
I don't say that. I think like, I'll see you and like, I didn't see you.
Come on, dude.
Of course I have. Yeah, yeah. But I know that if I saw you and I want to message you off the back of that, I won't say I saw you.
You know, I think it was one time, I was in like maybe secondary school. No, let me not even lie. I think I was maybe in sixth form where I saw... No,
let me not lie.
No, not you.
I've been going 5 days ago.
Let me not lie though, sixth form. Like I must have seen a tweet where someone said, and guys who use the eyes, I didn't even finish reading it. I said, I am never going to do this again. So they hate this. Bro, it's scary. No, but the scene is scary.
It's scary, bro. I don't know how you can say you're above the age of 25, paying council tax, paying tax, and you still have time to, I don't know.
There's always time.
I feel like I would be in a place where I'm so scared to send a direct message. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, me personally, maybe it's anxiety. Maybe it's like, you know, I don't know. But I feel like I'd be scared, you know, to send a direct message. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Like, but whoa, like a lot can happen with that direct message. It could be received the wrong way. Remember, tone is everything. You could say hi, and she'd be thinking you're saying,
you're moist.
Like, hi. Do you know what I mean? It's crazy. Like, so me, I'm sending that at VN.
Cool.
Towards the latter stages of my DMing game, I started sending VNs.
All right, cool. So,
like, to stand up.
Obviously, pause, yeah, pause. But I think this is good practice.
Don't do it.
No. Let's see.
I'm on it.
No, move to me.
I'm on it. I can't do it.
Why?
Because that's wrong.
How is it wrong?
You're a man, I'm a man.
No, I'm not diddy.
I promise you I'm not diddy.
No diddy, man.
I promise you I'm not diddy.
Okay, you don't have to.
I'm not looking at you in.
You don't need to move to me.
Okay, move to the space.
Move to the space. Man said I'm not doing it. Like, relax, man.
No, bro, am I shouting like, yo! Honestly, I'm not doing it. Like, you're being
like last episode, you want to be calm this time.
I am very calm.
But you know you lost though.
I'm working on it. Oh, what? Shut up, bro. It's a choice. It's a choice. It's an effing choice. I had a talk about this. With who did I have a talk about it with? Someone, and I was saying that, bro, it's a choice.
And like, what they agreed with you?
They were quiet.
Exactly, because they didn't agree.
No, they're not necessarily. The person just didn't care. So, that's what women
what,
do.
What, like the girls that you're sending VS to? Oh my days.
That's what women do, but when we do, we have to be like, cool, scene. But yeah, but they don't care. They just keep quiet. But us, we keep quiet. Why are you not interested?
Yeah, no shame.
You know, I love you. But yeah, like literally. Okay, so is this face to face?
No, DMs.
I can't, but I don't know what I'd say. Like, my thing has to be okay. My thing would have to be right now.
Okay, do it in person.
And I'm also okay. So let's do FYI. Am I a child of God? Or am I not a child of God? So is this me or just a randomer?
No. Like, you're at recess, and you're moving to someone. So, not to say that you like. I'm just saying. No.
Whoa!
I didn't mean it like that. I took my shot and I missed. I took my shot.
Dude.
I didn't mean it like that.
Whoa. That's an attack at me. Everyone, if you're a child of God, then you have no business in our recess.
If you are at Afro Nation recess. No, I'm joking. I didn't mean it like that. I meant like you're in a social setting.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in a social setting.
So I'm asking you again. Am I like,
what does that mean though?
Because I could be funnier and funkier with it. Then it, like,
so bro, you can't be funny and funky as a child.
I definitely believe that when I took salvation and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, my approaches to moving to someone will be different.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, like,
so before, show both sides then. Let's
like, okay, so, but I'm saying, okay, so in your younger days.
In the child of God one, so what are you about to say? I was looking through the book of numbers and yeah, I found
you're the most in there. Let me have that.
Yeah.
Prick, shut up, man. What do you call it? I would say, like, for example, like, I'm saying, like, back in the day, like, when I was younger, you might see someone's physical part and then you might be like, oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get it? Yeah. Now, like, I wouldn't do that. Obviously, completely, but I'm saying that it's just because I'm sexualizing you. And it's just, even like, and again, I always say being kind of accepting this and walking down this road, it's not even like it's a sin. It's more about, it's opened my eyes to kind of respect and how you should be laying down the foundations. Do you know what I'm trying to say that? Because what I'm saying to her is, out of all the features, wow, your bum caught my attention, for example. Let's forget about that. It's true. Moves on and moves on, isn't it? If I saw a girl outside and I thought she was nice, what would I say? I think it's got to be a whoa moment. Like, it's got to be a moment like, whoa. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I have the confidence. That's what I'm saying, bro. My confidence levels, for those areas have decreased and they've increased in other areas by the grace of God. Like, to walk, like, in the midst of chaos, walk to someone and say, yo, like, hi. I don't know. Maybe because I just haven't had to in a very long time, innit? But okay, let's say you bump into each other, like, whoa, raw, like, oh, you're just nice still. You're like, oh, thank you. I'm like, oh, so what's your name? Like, do you get me? Like, oh, okay, right. Oh, where's that from? Like, I always put on like the surprise, like, what is that? Where's that from? Like, oh, what's that? Where's that? What does that mean? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, what? You're one of them girl, innit? Joke. Then bye. No.
Oh, you don't.
Yeah, you let them go. Bye. And then you say bye, and I'm like, and then it's a bait. So there's two ways that can go. So she could say, rah, you're gonna leave without getting my details. Or you could say, wow, you was actually gonna go without asking me for my snap.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
No.
So that's what I normally would do. Because it adds to like a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Do you get me? So, and you could sometimes even gauge if a female's waiting for you to, to get it. But that's just my experience,
innit? I hear it.
And yourself?
No, I don't do that, man.
Oh, so you just let me explain and then...
No. I just thought that you...
No. I'm saying, so if you saw someone that you thought was nice, how would you move to them?
I think...
Or we baby con, or bad! Or bad, go!
Why do you think I would do that? Why do
you No. I'm saying you saw a girl, or bad, go, or fine. Oh, Jesus Benders. Oh, child of God, ni.
Oh, Shaka.
Go on.
I think it's similar. I think, like, a joke will always get you in, innit? Mm. But, of course, some people say, bro. And I think I've always been that person. You risk it. And, bro, if you get declined, you keep it stepping. It happens.
Mm.
Like, it actually happens. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's one of them ones where you just keep it stepping, but a joke will always get you far because that's what gets the conversation going.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It keeps the people going.
Again, I just think the man them...
But everyone's got different, like, I've seen different techniques, but it's where I've said, you know, guys who, like, obviously it's different, isn't it? Like, it just depends on who's receiving you. Honestly, that's going back to what I originally said, it depends on who's receiving.
I think it depends on who's receiving. It's a long game again. That I just feel like I just like again. Let's say, God forbid, if I was to ever have to go back into that space, I really don't know what I'd do.
Mm.
Like nowadays, like when I see my friends and like family etc. that are on dating sites, like as much as I'm on my high horse, like oh I couldn't do it, I kind of get it because it's like. It's long. Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
meeting people.
Yeah, like, and obviously, for me and you, for example, we do a lot where we're outside. Go to events, we're working. So I always feel like I've been blessed to be able to see people outside, innit, to get me, rather than having to use dating. Some people don't, innit?
Yeah.
And some people are anxious at having to talk to people via social media, so they prefer that, you know. So it's techie, innit? But...
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's a crazy game. So again, going back to my first question, guys, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe, and make sure you comment who you want to see and what you want to see and when you want to see it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Wait, what do you want me to go on?
The first question I asked you, remember sorry, you said sorry, you were going to think about it.
Sorry.
If you want to think, I already knew, I've got it. Oh, okay.
It's easy. I think your strongest trait or the trait that I like about you, and obviously I don't think this is gay. This is a very productive conversation.
Stop saying gay like that. Sorry.
As in happy, like, but it's going to be, but. What minute is it? AJ, 32 minutes. But. productive conversation.
You're having a howler.
I think I'm fine, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's calm. But the trait that I like about you the most is I think that... What trait would you want, though? Do you want... No, because you understand when I ask you. Do you want the, like, serious one or from a friendship perspective?
Oh, do both then.
Okay.
Yeah,
both.
Okay, I know what you mean.
So me admiring you from afar, I think you're very driven.
Mm-hmm.
Like one thing about you is that you're so driven, and especially when you put your mind to something, you will basically go after it and you potentially even get it. Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's really good about you. Like you're very, very driven. Like in most, if not all situations, like I don't think I've seen you be influenced easily. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's very, very good about yourself. Like, guaranteed, I know that you're driven. And then from a friendship perspective, bro, like, it's you can accept banter and give it at the same level. Mm. So it sounds a little bit superficial, but I respect more people more who can vibe with me and are the same type of funny as me.
Yeah.
That's why our friendship group works.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? The guys from school, no matter how long it takes us, like how long we can be apart for,
yeah,
if we go out together, oh my days,
the best time ever.
Like till this day we say when we went Leicester, when we used to just link up in Leicester, I'm not even talking about go out, I'm saying bro, we chill
in the same vicinity,
bro, it will be so funny.
Mm.
Like Spider-Man pants.
like basically, like we kind of done it prematurely at Nisha's birthday. The guy,
yeah,
we all have an apartment and we're all there, like
literally, like
yeah.
It's just always
fine. I think what you said there is key still, because I feel like, again, that's why some people will see us and then they might be like, oh.
Oh, right, like, what? Do these lot think they're better than us? Yeah,
No. I'm saying, like, the way giving back and being able to take it. Because we can go far. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's actually crazy. So it's true. That's actually key still. Well, I appreciate that. And then what's the trait you least like?
Trait that I least like? I think that you take a little bit too long to reflect. No.
What does that mean? That
so like,
I give an example.
Because of your like, attitude towards things, where like you have a set mind of how things should run,
yeah,
or how thing something should be, or like even where someone might say something, and you're thinking, no, it's not like that kind of thing.
Mm.
You're not open to that thing because you've seen that it should go like that, and you either let it affect you, and it's visible that you've let it affect.
Visible? Do you think it's visible?
Yeah.
Okay, that, but I feel like that's because you know me, though.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know you, or like it's a thing where you take a little bit long to reflect on it and come back to it. Oh, do you know what? When you said da di da di da, you were right, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's it.
I feel like I know, to add on to your point, I feel like it's something, I feel like it's hard to, with my friends especially, it's really hard to say because most of the time we're not really being serious, isn't it? But I really don't like confrontation, especially regarding serious things. It's about something I'm serious about. You're late. What do you mean? Like, I'm on it. You know I'm on it. And that's what confuses people, because it's like, my friends especially, because it's like, raw, like, I can see Kamzo arguing. But if you sit with my family, for example, when it comes to confrontation, like, I'm not really on it. Because I hate arguing about serious stuff, because I know that I'll get over it quick, but they won't.
Do you think it's because you're the youngest?
Yes, that is why. Like, that's 100% why. Like, because it's just a case of, like, it's just so much effort. Like, I know that, again, like I said, I can have an argument about something and I'll get over it. Me and you will have a blast about something and we'll get over it. But I know certain people will keep things to heart. Do you know what I mean? They'll start acting weird around you because you told them off. And so that will then, I'd rather just hold it in. But then I realise that doesn't help. Like, I give the example of this year. So when I went Ghana, yeah, with Timbo, yeah. Now, obviously, I've gone Ghana with Timbo now, innit? And obviously, that's my big brother, innit?
Mm.
Yeah, so he's on this, like, yeah, do this. But he wasn't even, like, forcing it, but he was just a bit of, like, do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Come here, get ready, we're going out. Like, oh, yeah, put money here, don't put money there. Like, so I'm just like, cool. And I've gone on holiday with Timbo. I haven't gone on holiday with my oldest brother, like, just us two, innit? Probably one day soon, God willing. So after the holiday now, bearing in mind, Timo didn't really want me to come. I just said, I'm coming, innit? I had my own money to put my ticket. I said, I'm coming. So after the holiday is done now, at the airport, I was like, anyway, my last family holiday. And then he was like, rah, like, the first thing you say after this holiday is done, after you met all my friends, all my people, you had such a good time, you barely spent any money, is, I don't want to have another family holiday again. Like, and then,
oh, it's him with him?
Yeah, no, I meant in general. Because I meant like, okay, I've done it with Mitch now, but he thought it was an attack on him. So Timbo was like, started going off on one. He was like, what? Like, he's on the phone. You know when older, you know when your mum would like call their friends like, Jory Daniel!
You know my brother?
What? You know Jory Daniel? What? Oh, that Daniel shit. What? Oh, my, you ugly bad. Yeah, he was like, so that's what Timbo was on the phone. He's like, bruv, he's ungrateful. He's a prick. Like, blah, 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 blah. How can you do that? I've done second.
You were quiet, innit?
I was watering, but quiet. Because I know if I speak, I'll do a mad thing, innit?
He'll bang you,
like,
fam.
So I was just quiet. Because I realised that, I was like, Camille, like, why did you say that? Like, you could have said, I get it. Because I know how I feel. And I've still said it to him. I'm like, bro, I get it. We patched that up, fine, but I'm still not going on holiday with you again because it's a case of I'll only do it if, for example, you came with me. Do you know what I mean? So I could say, you know what, Timbo, good.
But why though?
Because there's something about going on holiday with your older brothers where you'll never really be able to be you. Don't get me wrong. It's like, it's not a bad thing. I think it's just how I'm wired. Don't get me wrong. If I have to, like, for example, if Timbo said to me, like, okay, I've got a show here, come with me. Oh yeah, I'll go. It's not horrible, but I'm saying, like, if I had a choice, I'd rather not, unless I'm going with man them. So he's with his boys. Remember, he's seen his people. I don't mind Timo coming on holiday with us. Do you get it? Like, you see Timo coming on holiday with us. He's following us. Do you get it? Remember, it's not about age.
It would still be weird for him.
No, yeah, no, but it's not about age. It's about who you're following. So remember, he's following us. So he can't really say to me, oh, don't go. Because I'm like, come with us or... Do you get me? Like, or I'll persuade them. But when you're following someone, you have to kind of follow their rules unless you're on an equal playing ground. If we go on holiday together now, you can say, nah, we're not doing this. Mm. And I'll say, nah, we are. And then we'll have a debate. It's not about my authority rules over yours. Do you know what I mean? So, like, again, and that's how I was with Mitch. When me and Mitch went mobs, like, it was still better because it was only 2 days. But again, we was bickering a little bit because it's like, oh, you're saying this, you're saying that, you're saying I'm moist. These are moving together and I'm not on it. I don't want to move together like, outside. Like, that's not me. Mm. And he's trying to force me, like, oh, you're this, you're that, you get me. So I'm just like, oh, like, this is just a headache. Like, so Yeah, so then, okay, so staying on tangent now, innit? He's done that, innit? And I was pissed. I was thinking, damn, like, I know what I said was wrong, but why are you calling people to tell them my business or what I've done? Like, why didn't you talk to me on a level about asking me how I feel, why I felt that way? You're just reacting, innit?
No, but that feeds into the point that I'm making, innit?
About youngest.
Youngest and also reflective.
Yeah, so
because your immediate thought is, why is he calling his olders? But Timber's reaction is exactly what I would do if my brother.
Of course. So I didn't say nothing. Thing. So I kept this to myself, innit? But don't get me wrong. His reaction is warranted, but it doesn't make it right. For example, if someone stabs you and you stab them back, yeah, it's warranted, but you're still going to jail. What do you mean? Like, bro, like,
you have to let someone be pissed.
No, I'm not saying don't be pissed, but you're calling me names, you're being rude, like, in front of to your friends, and like, no. You can't even talk to me. And then what am I meant to do? Just sit there and absorb it like I'm not an adult and I don't pay tax. Like, what's going on? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I get how you feel.
I get you. Like, okay. you're like, trust me, I get everything you're saying.
Okay.
But remember, it's a sibling relationship, bro.
Of course.
Calling your brother names, no one means it.
It doesn't matter.
It's in the spur of the moment.
I would never, it's a trait that people do. And sometimes I naturally do it. Like, but I try my best.
Okay, cool.
Not to.
Okay, cool. Perfect example is, me and my brother's dynamic now is like, and I can talk from the older perspective.
Yeah.
Does this happen to you and agree or disagree? So if I say to my brother, can you quickly iron something for me? And he's like, you're always asking me to do da, 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 da. Then I'll be like, do you know what? Cool, don't iron it. He will now let it simmer for a bit
and then
be like, where's your shirt? Like, let me do it. Mm. Because there's a level of not only love, but also a level of respect.
Mm-hmm.
But if he came and told me to do it, I'm not saying it's right, I'll look at him and be like, wait, what'd you say?
We know about you anyway.
I'll look at him and be like, are you mad?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What are you asking me to do?
Yeah.
So I know it's different to the, like, calling people names and whatnot, but to that same degree, like, the way we react to situations as the olders, like, we know why we're reacting in that way.
Yes, I'm
with you. And we also want to be validated by our peers.
There's ways to go about it. So what I'm saying is, what Timbo done, I understand it, but I only understand it because that's how you wouldn't do that. Like, Timbo, he got really annoyed, and I get why he got annoyed, but in the process, you've done something you shouldn't have done. Like, bro, I'm an adult. You're talking, you're saying things about me that aren't even true. Like, you know when your mum will she will diagnose you with something. So for example, you put this here because you're a lazy guy. Not knowing that you put this here because, like, you're going to take it back. Like, it was near. Like, do you know what I mean? So, but they will say, you've done this because of this and that. Like, what do you mean? Why don't you ask me why I've done this thing? Like, do you get it? So I was hot.
That's the thing. I think I agree with you in the sense of, like, maybe the, like, you getting insulted and that, like, was a bit too far. Mm-hmm. But again, like, you have to remember, you're hot for the wrong reason. So you're getting mad at him for his reaction to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. What you said,
extremely cheeky.
What?
I said sorry.
It's not even cheeky
I said sorry
anymore.
Four times.
That's like awful
cheeks.
It's
a slap cheeks. In the face.
Like,
off the back of the holiday, it's a slap in the face.
100%.
I get that.
Because he's probably thinking, like,
this guy,
he's younger.
Grateful.
No. Before that, he's probably thinking, yeah, young, like, I brought my young G, like, to
shout
my holiday.
Just brag about,
like,
it.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I
yeah.
Think that. But I said to him, bro, I didn't mean it like that. I had a blast. Yeah. I had to reassure him. I said, nah, bro, like, on a level, I had a blast. Like, so, staying on topic now, innit? So that happened. I didn't think this was the same day. That's why it's funny. So, cool. No, it was the next day. So this has happened now, innit? But, and again, that didn't sit right at me. But this is a common theme where, for example, with my brothers, I might say something and then they will just start saying it's this and that and that and that and that. And I just have to be quiet. But in the same breath, like, just because you're younger and so on, you have to have respect. Like, bro, you don't ever feel a way to talk your own. Like, you can say how you feel and say what you want. And you get me? Like, you're your own man. Like, so we must have went to the market now, the next day, innit? And then we got into a bust up about something. I just went. And then I spoke to Lade earlier on in the day. And you know who woman already? She was like, nah, man, like, you're grown. Like, you can keep, like, keeping quiet. But it's gonna reach a biting point where one day, they're gonna love you, but respect won't be there, where they consult you and ask you and hear all these things, innit? So in the market, he must have said something and I was like, Basil, doing that. Like, and then he was like, what? I was like, what do you mean? I said, bro, stop doing that, bro. And then he was getting mad. And I said, what, bro? You're taking the mic, bro. I said, what? And the thing about me is that my anger.
He said he's coming for some people.
Like, my coming for some. And the thing about me, one thing I love about my anger is my anger will never interfere. So, for example, if you get me mad, but I have to pick you up from Yugoslavia, I'm still going to do that thing. Some people, when they get angry, they just don't, they want to cut all ties for that moment. But me, so you get me? So I remember on purpose, yeah, he's put stuff on the trolley as we're out in it. And then I know he was going to split. I was like, leave, what are you doing? Like, I felt like a big brother. I was like, what are you doing? Relax. Well, you think I'm mad at you? Because I shouted at you. I just said my heart and I paid for the thing. And after we got in the car, so then he realized that I'm not mad. I just had to say what I felt. I was like, bro, I can never be mad at you. Like, I'm indebted to you, bro. You're my brother. Like, you've done so much for me. Like, after Jesus Christ, like, my mom, like, even saying that was my mom, you lot have done loads. When my mom couldn't, you guys did. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I said, bro, like, I can never be mad at you no matter what you do. Mm. But I just said, bro, it comes a time where, despite you being an older brother or not, I'll always respect you as you've seen. But don't take my quietness for being a coward. Like, do you know what I mean? Don't take my respect for being a coward, because you'll call me a coward in one breath to someone else for not talking. Mm. But then when it's you, if I talk, you'll say I'm being disrespectful. So yeah. It was getting back and forth for time, but it was very, very funny. But to stay on topic again. Mm. I'm starting to creep out of it and just say how I feel in the moment. But then I always get scared that if I say how I feel at the time, you know me when I get a bit flustered. I think only my friends see that side.
Yeah.
Like, and my missus is starting to see it a little bit too. When I'm like, just allow it. Like, and I'll just go, like, just go on rage. And then everyone gets scared because I don't do it a lot. Apart from the man, and the man them see it a lot. So you lot will just laugh. But friends and family don't really see it. My mum could never tell me a time where I've shouted at her. Like, do you get me? It's not me. Like, so yeah, I'm working on it. Do you want yours?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. I think my favorite thing about you is that very similar to yours, and I think it's not cliche, because that's why we're really good friends, innit? Mm. Again, like, driven. Like, when you want something, you'll get it, you'll do what needs to be done. When you want to be, you can be quite selfless. Like, you can put you know how to put people first and let them have a good time. Like for example, like it might seem small, and I know I might not seem grateful, but even like your birthday, for example, Menu was like, oh, Camzo, just go with the cameraman, man. I know what you want to get. Like, when he was like, go to the guy. Do you know what I mean? Like, little things like that. Like, you know how people are. You know what they like. Do you get me? Even my birthday, like, when you got me a gift for my birthday. Like, I was really surprised. And I was like, yeah, I appreciate it. And I wanted to get you your present, but I didn't have money. Then the next year, I was like, oh, you're doing a birthday out now. So that's it. Do you get me? But, like, I appreciate it. You're that kind of person. And then what's the trait that I don't like? I think sometimes, like, you might not see the magnitude of the situation because you don't understand. That's the only thing I'll probably say. Like, sometimes it's like you might do something, and then again me, because of how I am, I can only talk about myself, for example. Because you think it's fine, you might think it's fine. And then I'll be like, nah, bro, like this, that. So that's probably the only flaw. Do you think you would do this with other people?
I can do it.
I think I'm gonna do it more.
Yeah. I think it's good.
I think I'm gonna do it more. I think I'm intrigued.
I mean, yeah, not even to get too serious, but fam, at the end of the day, like, everyone knows that the men them having vulnerable conversations is always a difficult thing for guys to do, innit?
Even saying what I didn't like was tough.
Yeah, bro. Like, but it's because you think I might take it to heart or something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, the men them should talk about it more, because that's the only way we can improve as people, innit?
Mm.
Like, like, for example, my pro clubs team, they know, like, they say to me sometimes, obviously, fam, like, we get that you're trying to make it, like, everyone good. Not make everyone good, sorry, that sounds brazy. We get that you want to win and stuff, but, like, don't get onto people too much. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, it's just my competitive nature. I want to win, do you know what I'm saying?
I think that's where we're both similar, and that's why this works, but it's also why we have our arguments, because again, like I said, you might not see why I'm competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And then you won't ask. But when I explain, you always listen to me. That's what I love. Like, you might not see it, you might not ask, you might not say anything, but if I say to you, bro, like, why didn't you do this then or that, then you'll be like, oh, you know what, fair enough. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Mm. So, but me and you are very like, do you get me? Like, that's why, like, when playing football, I love us being on opposite teams, because I know we would, like, be on it. Being on the same team, it won't be as fun. So, yeah, man, the competitiveness and things, like, it's like yesterday, bro, like, I knew I had work in the morning. I was even meant to have prayer. I fell asleep. God forgive. I had work in the morning, a long day, and I had a recording after, but I was playing UFC yesterday night.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah, no, Wednesday, yesterday. We're playing UFC yesterday night.
Oh,
basically okay, through okay. to the morning. Mm. And like, I just couldn't stop because we're facing each other. Like, when we're facing each other, like, I'm on it. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? So, and again, people might say it's fun or gaming, but it's just the competitiveness coming out.
It's not just gaming, man. Bro, one thing you know about gaming, fam.
It's toxic, bro.
It's toxic, bro.
It's not easy, fam.
It's not easy.
Could you talk to a girl? Could you talk to a girl who have a girlfriend that was better than you at FIFA?
No.
Why?
No chance. It's just like, and don't take this the wrong way.
It has nothing to do with being sexist.
No. I'm just saying. But don't take this the wrong way. There's certain things in life
that your partner.
Double standards, man. They exist.
Like, let's be real. I feel like a girl wouldn't want to probably be with you if you were the better cook. So it's kind of similar.
I disagree. In this day and age,
my dad was a better cook than my mom.
No, but I think it's different though. Your dad was actually a chef.
Yeah, so. But still though.
Was your mom ever affected by that?
I don't know. I would never be able to tell.
But like, you ate more of your mom's food than your dad's.
Yeah,
food.
But I knew that if my dad made it, he would make it better. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So, but you can never really say, especially in a Nigerian tradition. Like, imagine, like, you know, Nigerian mums. Like, imagine my grandma, like, ah, it will be that. Like, that was a tough one. But yeah, I couldn't get the words out.
Trying.
But yeah, nah, so, like, you get me? Jackson. But yeah, like, literally, you can never really say.
Yeah.
Because like, when I think about now,
if you're a better cook than your missus, like, would you feel a type
I
of
I am, no, I'm joking. But would you
feel a type of way?
I wouldn't feel a kind of way. Bro, we was even having a heart to heart the other day. And we was having a heart to heart and I was saying to her, we're talking about earning more. And I said that a lot of women, of course, probably that 99% of women would want their man to earn
my
more
partner can't earn more than me.
That's fine with you.
And that's just and look. Call me whatever name you want.
That's an Nigerian tradition in you.
It is.
And
I want to be the one who provides and I want to...
Okay.
Like, my partner can earn a limitless amount.
I understand.
It means that I need to...
I understand. I said, for example, my aim is to earn the most in no matter what I do. Like, I want to be the best. Like, that's just me. Like, I want to be the best at whatever I do. Like, I was having a conversation and I was saying to her how, like, I'm smarter than you. Like, and then you know how women can get sometimes. Like, she was like, "What do you mean you're smarter than me?
What do you mean by
like, you know, no, like, you know, like,
how can women get?
You know, well, how my woman can get? She was just like, what do you mean? Like, what you say? I'm dumb. I was like, oh no, you're missing the point. Like, babe, I'm just saying that I'm the smartest in the world. Like, no one's better than me. But I was saying how, like, she was saying how she would want her man to earn more than her, and I was saying, oh, of course, I would want to earn more than you, and I will earn more than you, manifesting. But I'm just saying. I wouldn't want to hold you back because let's say, for example, like, let's say...
Wait, would you feel a type of way if your partner...
No, as long as I can handle my own. Like, my thing is
what
that...
Is handling
she,
your
so
own
I'm name? Saying, if she earned 250K and I earned 240K, why am I going to be mad?
Okay, no, so but let me give you on a realistic one.
Uh-huh.
If she earned 80 bags and you earn 35 bags, how would you feel?
I wouldn't feel good. So then, wait, but then what does that then... So what does that then equal? What does that equal to you?
What do you mean?
What does that mean? What's next?
No, you tell me.
So I'm saying all that would do to me is make me want to earn more. Like, for example, right now.
But you're not earning more in anytime soon.
So then I'm saying it would make me, if I've got to go and study, if I've got to go and get qualifications. So I'm saying.
But then she would have to pay for that.
Look at the practice. No. Why? Why will she have to pay for
you're
that?
You're still working, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
So then study. You say, yeah.
Have you seen that whiskey? Have you seen that video of whiskey performing? I'll show you at the end of the episode. I don't know. We have to talk about next episode. His old school performances are
insert,
why? No, this one's worse. This one is worse. I'm gonna show you. It's crazy.
It can't be worse.
No, it is.
Than him.
You know what?
He moved his waist like this.
Remember your point as well. I have to show you that. If you see this video, hold out your boy, bro.
No, sing that part, though. Sing that part.
Daniel, you started jerking.
Bro, Daniel,
look at what he's wearing. Look at how he's dancing. This is the same guy that said, "Don't call me an Afrobeat artiste." Nigga, you will forever be an Afrobeat artist. I don't want to hear nothing out of your mouth, bro. There's certain foundations that you lay that will allow you to never beat allegations, and he will never beat those allegations. Are you crazy? No, go on. I'm going to upload it on our page today for no reason.
Deep, like...
Don't call, I'm gonna upload it tonight. Say, don't call me an Afrobeat artist.
2012
to the jerking
2012
era.
Starter pack. Send that to me, please. 2012 starter pack.
Well, you typed to Daddy. We don't know his Roman Reigns, bro.
Oh, I forgot. My shit is still Roman Reigns.
I've never changed it,
bro. Starter pack 2012 Nigeria America boy.
It's the shirt, Daniel.
The shirt. Skinny jeans and it's tight jeans.
No breath.
And super high tops. Do you know super high tops, bro?
Seeing the jerk, bro.
You know super high tops with the
flaps, like the
bro. Fingers. Lil Wayne, bro. I don't know what he started in Nigeria,
bro.
The jerking thing in Nigeria was mad.
Ah, this world. That's what I learned. You're a jerk. I know.
You're a jerk.
Do you know? But so yeah, okay. So let's stay on tangent again. So regarding that situation, so I was saying to her how like I would be a bad man, a bad friend, and a bad lover if you feel like you should hold yourself back from hold yourself back from taking the salary of your choice. So I'm saying that, for example,
but
I'm saying that some women, and it's out there where some ladies out there, because of tradition and because of what is typically known, they would intentionally not want to strive within their career in order to not earn more than their man.
That's crazy.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that what that should do, you should always want to reach the top, and I should just want to be higher than you naturally. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm saying, for example, she earned 80k and I earned 35. All that will do to me is make me want to like earn more and study more.
Now, but what I'm saying is, in that dynamic, let's say, God forbid, like we're not like hoping this happens, but just in the hypothetical, let's say this is a situation that has to be this way, this kind of gap for like 2-3 years. Maybe you move to about 40k, like max in those 3 years. Like, there's cheap jabs here and there where she might say, bro, sort yourself out. Like,
yeah, like, bro, I don't care what anyone says. There's always a way. Like, the way might not be the best. If I have to, like, do Uber driving and stuff like that to break that deficit. That's my thing. You see, when it comes to stuff like that, things like that are very important, you know? Like, and even the other way around, bro. Like, I know we might say, oh, it's not, but I'm saying, like, bro, there's a certain respect. So you think there's not a respect at the way Jay-Z looks at Beyonce, knowing that if she was to leave him, she's going to be the same person. Like, do you know what I'm trying to say? There's a certain level of respect. Like, even though you want to earn more than your wife, if someone asks you, you'd want to still be near enough each other, but you're just on top a little bit. You wouldn't want her to be on 25K and you're on 250. But obviously you can pay for everything. You want her to be able to, like, for your birthday, like, she's not just wearing lingerie. She can at least get you something. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, or she's buying you a gift and you know it's your own money. Like, bro, of course it's the thought that counts. But again, like, I believe in power couple, not just single dominance. That's what I'm saying, innit? But sure. I guess it is important. But I had a question.
Go on.
This is for me. I have two things to say, actually. Don't laugh at one of them. But let me say this. So obviously, I'm a man, innit? And I've been having this debate recently.
Are you a man?
I think so.
I just clocked now.
Yeah, crazy. I just realized when I had a beard. So obviously I'm a man, yeah. And you know, the phone is making a mic.
My phone? Oh, is it?
Yeah, a little bit just then. I don't know if someone's about to call you. But what do you call it? So obviously I don't drive. FYI, I've had my license for 6 years. Big ups me. Passed first time, even though I ran over a curb.
Does
having your license but not having a car,
is it peak?
We'll get into that. We have time.
Is that what you're asking me?
No. So I have my license, but obviously I don't drive. And obviously I live by myself, pay rent. Been paying rent for over 4 years now. So I need to buy a shopping sometimes.
I need to buy a shopping sometimes.
It's there. I watched that video today with when was it Pink? Just stop, man. You're gonna ruin my tangent, bro. So yeah, man, don't have a car. However, has his license. And I do shopping sometimes. Sometimes big shopping. Like, I always have water in my room. I like to have food in the fridge. I like to have snacks. I like to have junks. So, is it crazy for a man at the age of 25? To own a trolley and to use it when they're shopping.
To own a trolley?
To use a trolley. If you didn't have a car and you live by yourself, would you buy a trolley?
Oh, boy. Because there should be nothing wrong with it,
but it's crazy. Like, I thought about this, I thought, like, because this, like, bro, man's get, when we're getting old, like, so sometimes what I'll do is to try and style it out. If I'm walking on the mains, I'll get my night gym bag, my football bag, and I'll put like all the stuff in there. And it's like, oh, where's it coming from? Gym or shopping? You can never really tell. But bro, my shoulders, bro, my shoulders hurt.
No, but my thing is though,
no, you can't always tell.
No one's looking at you thinking, oh,
he's got Gary.
He's got a shopping.
He's got Gary in his bag. Gary, I'm Pepe. I'm plus tomatoes.
No, but I get what you're saying. But I think it's calm as long as you don't get bagged. So
what's it about then?
So I think the idea of you coming out of your house with a trolley is brazy. Like you're pushing that out.
They're not the foot. There's the wheel. They're not. You're talking about the.
Oh, you're talking about the wheel.
What yeah, the one. About? So there's two. So there's the one that I feel like relatively old people use.
Like
it.
The
and yeah, that's more for a balance, isn't it? Because they can't pull. I'm talking about the pool. They're both very funny looking anyway.
I think it's calm, man.
I don't know, Daniel, man.
You don't think so?
I'm not sure. Like,
I think it's calm.
I'm just thinking there's certain things that men do that. There's certain things, that's what I'm saying. But I'm at a point where it's like, I'm very like, my pride has been dropping out the window, innit? I feel like recently, because I know I've been making a lot more money in my life, I'm like, I just know that my pride, I don't care about certain things. I feel like when I used to be broke, when I used to get on the bus, it used to affect me compared to now, when I have to get on the bus, knowing that I have money to buy a car tomorrow if I wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get it? So again, same with a trolley, like I know that if I go shopping, I could get 500 cabs there and back to be my shopping.
But what I'm saying is, I think that there gets to a point in life where you just have to do.
It's a bit
like what we said in the last episode, where fam, if you think you can get away with wearing something, like if you actually want to get something that's fake that you want to wear, bro, wear it and wear it without shame.
With chest.
It's the same thing with a shopping bag. Like fam, if you've got a trolley, bro, like I promise you, like I honestly don't, I think we're at the age now where no one cares. If little kids are laughing at you.
Would you mean to, if you was dressed accordingly, let's say for example, you was going out somewhere, but you had to quickly do a shop before, let's say Morrison's closes and, you were dressed up, you were looking nice, you was wearing like, let's say you was older, you was wearing a shirt, you was about to go somewhere, you was wearing a shirt, you look very nice. Let's say you're coming from work, let's say you're about to go back out, and you was wearing a shirt, trench coat, trim, fly, but you had your trolley, and you saw a very looking nice damsel. Would you move to have your trolley?
A very looking nice damsel.
A very looking nice damsel, yeah. Damsel in distress.
A very looking nice.
A very looking nice damsel, yeah.
Are you gonna
she was
down,
a very like? She was looking nice, like.
Anyway,
it's close, man.
You definitely were wrong, but anyway.
I know. See you ring back.
No, but how does that?
No, but
me,
but,
me.
Sorry.
Me not moving to her isn't necessarily because, like, obviously, yeah, cool. You could say it's because of the trolley, but you still need the right environment to move to someone. So, for example,
not necessary. So, not for everyone.
Hold on,
but for you,
trolley. If you have a burger stain on your t-shirt after, like. In a motive, you're not moving to anyone.
Are you equating a burger stain to having a trolley?
I'm just saying that you want a perfect situation to be able to move to someone.
If you was coming home from work and you saw someone and you were single and you thought they were nice.
If you've got, wait, let's understand it now. Are we having a wider conversation or are you?
No, I'm giving it because I'm saying to you, like, there's never really going to be a perfect situation. Unless you've actually,
if you're coming back from work with your backpack, it's calm.
So then why is it not calming for trolley?
That's what I'm saying.
You're on your way back home with your
general,
shopping.
We're having
it's not mass. It's not heavy. It's not like it's weighing you down.
Then.
So you're just rolling it and then you saw someone and you goes that, would you meet them with a trolley?
I think the question is difficult because
he's from Southeast.
No,
I'm joking.
The question is difficult because, like, not saying it's you, but you're the one who's saying that it looks mad.
I'm not saying it looks mad. I asked for your opinion. I'm not sure. I'm conflicted as I am with a lot of things. So I'm not sure. I feel like I'm gonna get one soon because I feel like genuine health is wealth, innit? I can't keep hurting my shoulder and I can't keep spending money on cabs.
Though. That's my point, though.
Yeah. Like, so, but I'm saying
you're gonna have to do something to help.
Yeah, you. Yeah, yeah. Of course. But I just wanted to get your opinion on what you think.
I just feel it's not. I feel like things aren't as deep
as you make it,
bro. There's things I used to think that I would never do that I do now, and
so
I'm just trying
you
to
do it. You're like, wow. I've got an example.
Yeah, go on.
So for example, typically on average, I normally get on the bus once a week. Everything else I do revolves around me either getting the underground or getting a cab. Or if I'm really lucky, having a car to drive. But on Sundays, when I go to church in Lewisham, I can't get an underground to Lewisham. And the best journey for me would be to get the bus. And I've been going to my church for 3 years now. Mm. And I only started getting the bus to church like a year ago. Mm. What I used to do is I used to walk half an hour to London Bridge Station and then get on, train to Lewisham. Wait time on average is normally about 10 minutes and the train time is about 10 minutes too. So I used to make a 50 minute journey and then the walk will be about another 10 minutes. So that's about an hour in comparison to a bus journey, which can be about half an hour, 35 minutes. Because of how anxious I used to be on the bus. Anxious waiting at the bus stop, innit? And I'm spending more money to get the train for 3 stops compared to getting
the bus. But let's not get it twisted, though. Like, I don't know if people are going to call us superficial for this, but London buses are the worst.
That's separate.
It's the truth, though.
I know, but trains are not... For me personally, I equate the London Overground and London buses... Like, they're not far apart. The underground is my favorite thing in the world. Like, if I could get the underground to my doorstep, I don't think I'd ever think about buying a car. I love the underground.
Well, you don't like overground.
I hate overgrounds. They're not reliable. They're always delayed. The people that get on it can be a bit crazy sometimes. Anything happens on the underground a lot now is because people are coming there. People come there for money, but it's not real. Because there's so many that you could get lucky and not get lucky in it. Do you get me? But because it's so frequent. But I feel like with me again, That was a pride thing. Like, oh my God, I'm at the bus stop. People are going to be seeing me. That was a pride thing. Like, oh, I'm on the bus. Like, don't get me wrong. I hate that bus that gets church. Like, when it's time for Sunday, I'm just like, oh, this is horrible. But yeah, like
when you leave church, you get the bus.
I get the bus back. Yeah, literally. So, but I'm always with someone on the way back.
Okay.
But yeah, again, like, and there was even times I was getting cabbed to church. Now I've been looking at maybe getting the zip car. Zip car would be better. I wouldn't mind that. But
my thing is though, like. Again, like, and this is not necessarily directly to you, but you can be a part of this just based on that story. Fam, I think we're at an age now where you can do what you want. Like, bro, like, we have to stop thinking that people are constantly watching. Because even if people are watching, they're going to have their judgment of you. And, like, what are you going to do for your whole life? Keep trying to prove people like that people's judgments of you are wrong. Like, you can't do that because it's impossible. There's 100, we'll line up 100 people now, they will all make a different judgment. Maybe you got about like 30 people that will have the same opinion of us, then 20, then you got a 10 there, then you got 20. Bro, what are we gonna start working to try and improve our character to suit everyone and find a middle ground? It's impossible. So that's why I'm saying that if you gotta take bus, own it. If you're tired of taking bus, grab a car. But obviously, if you think grabbing a car doesn't actually make sense for you and you don't need it, don't grab it. Like, if someone then says to you, oh, rah, like, you're at this age and you don't have a car, so what?
No, that's what, like I said.
So again, what?
Again, it comes from inner understanding, innit? Someone can't tell you that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like when someone told you, it's calm, but you're like, it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I was going to ask you, do you think there's anything that do you have any traits or there's anything that you do that you know you could either save money or B, it will be better for your mental health, but you just can't help yourself. I can give an example if it helps. So for example, like me, part of the reason why I felt like, especially like back in the day, why I spent a lot of money on drinks when I was out is because I hated the idea of being out at a function and I haven't got something in my hand.
Mm.
So I felt like I was like, what's he doing here? He's brokey. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Which is the dumbest construct ever. Like, what if I finish my drink? Or what if I just don't want to have it? What if I'm drunk off my face? Mm. What if I'm just not thirsty? Do you know what I mean? So that, and sometimes I still battle with it now. So sometimes I might even at Davido, I had a cup, it had water in it. Of course, I'm hydrating, but it's just because I didn't want to look like I didn't have money to buy a drink.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And again, who am I trying to impress? So that's just an example. There's certain things I do, like even like what we spoke about even though us and Mills were probably talking about, again, that's another thing, like believing that we have to go to every event that we go to and look fly. Like it's another contract. You don't have to do that. Some people don't. Do you get me? And there's also some things that we don't do that people do. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So,
yeah,
do you think you have any?
Yeah, I've got bare, man. I think the main one really is I drive unnecessarily. Like, I drive to places I don't need to and, like, spend more petty than I need to.
Mm.
But, like, fam, convenience over everything.
No, not convenience.
What?
Peace of mind and... Okay, you said money.
It's peace, money, convenience.
Money.
It's convenience.
Yeah.
Like, being in my car is convenient. Like, I know...
No, I meant you're affecting your peace of mind doing it.
Doing
not,
what?
Not like it's giving you peace of mind.
What?
Because of course it's giving you peace of mind because it's reassuring. But I'm saying like there's certain traits that you do that you're, for example, like what I said about what I used to do going to church. Like I'm walking half an hour to a train station. That isn't good for my peace of mind because I'm then having to wake up early.
No, but mine's not peace of mind.
So I don't think the car that example, because I get it. The only thing that makes sense is because you're spending more money on petrol. So that's a waste of money.
A lot more money on petrol. Yeah,
but the convenient thing is fine because that's what a car's for. A car's for you to drive to places conveniently.
But at the same time, like there's places you don't need to drive to if you know you can take train and stuff. Like I will drive to central London for convenience. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, just because I know that when everyone's tired, including myself, and then you have to take train home, you have to get to the station, bro, it's long, man. And I know my car's parked. Like, I will even, to the point where I will even sacrifice, remember when we were talking about with Teams, bro, I'm ready to sacrifice a ticket sometimes. Obviously, these days now, because I've had so many parking tickets, I've actually calmed down. But, like, bro, I'm ready to sacrifice a parking ticket because of convenience. Convenience over everything.
Convenient, but convenience is a killer, though. I feel like convenience...
It is.
Convenience, like, bro, I'm that kind of person.
With a
like,
C fam.
I am, like, bro, like, the amount of money I spend on Uber, all these things, like, that's why there's some places I just don't go to. Prevention's better than cure. Mm. Like, I know that, for example, if I go to my missus' house, she lives far. So, again, if I go there now, and I stay there past a set. Once it hits like 10, I still get the train home, but I know damn well that I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's why
I run away and I try to go in a day or I try to go out at a certain time where I'll have the energy to get black. So convenience is something that I do a lot of the time. I'm the kind of person back in the day, like when all these people are getting bottles to do hey, that's not why I'm getting bottles. I'm getting bottles because I just don't want to keep going back to the bar. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like again, that's convenience. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like getting a table, convenience. Nigeria, when we got a table for DLT, it wasn't just, partly stunting, yeah, fair, but more for convenience, having to be able to sit down and all these things. But convenience, life is not about being convenient. Convenience is for later, not now. Mm. You know what I mean? We're still young, but that's interesting. Good conversation. Oh, good comment, man. I want to talk about something else.
Go on, bro.
I mean, that was kind of funny. Well, we could talk about it. We can unravel it a bit. It's a bit of a dark term, but it's kind of funny, innit? Every person I've said it to, they've laughed, innit? I think last year, I was having pain in my chest, innit? Mm. I didn't know what the pain was. So I was having a lot of pain and then I went to go get Gaviscon, innit?
Yeah.
And to have it. And then I was like, oh, this is not working. And then I realized that it wasn't pain. I was just battling anxiety.
Mad.
Yeah. So then
no, but I realized, people laughed at that.
It is a bit funny. Like imagine buying Gaviscon for anxiety, not thinking you have heartburn, but it's just anxiety that's fighting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do you know that?
It's okay to laugh.
Do you know I'm laughing though? I think it might actually be, I don't want to say Africa, but it might be a Nigerian thing.
That what? Thinking that everything
self-diagnosed.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, it's the same thing happened to me. You're going to laugh at this one, actually. Now that you mention it, it's actually funny. So obviously, like, there was not a problem, but I was feeling something in my head, innit? Like, it was like, it wasn't pain. It was just uncomfortable, innit? And obviously, it wasn't pain. It wasn't painful. It wasn't anything. But it was just uncomfortable, and it would come and go. Like, and I'm thinking, bro, like, what is this? Like, why does my head feel a bit uncomfortable? Like, and you know when you start to notice something in your body, and you actually notice it, I feel like it starts to affect other parts of your body too, isn't it?
Yeah.
So obviously, I was then like sweating and like all of that, and then I started searching what the uncomfortable thing. You know when you start searching,
well, you've lost.
What? Lost, bro. You've forfeited the game. Abandoned. 3-0. You're done. You're nicked. Bro, so now I've started Googling what is uncomfortableness.
4 days to live.
What? Bro, it was saying brain tumor. I was like, what? And the thing is, it's not funny, but it is funny. No. And I'm not laughing at it, but I want you to understand that I'm self-diagnosing myself because I've searched it on Google and I'm like thinking, what is going on? And then like, I saw the symptoms for it and I, like, the last one was like kind of like your knees start shaking, and as soon as I read it my knees started shaking, bro. I was doing Dali Nganga, Dali Nganga, Dali, bro. So then like, bro, when I say I was like, and you know
the jacket is hitting the back.
Oh, you know, it's like that, you know, it's like that, you know when you get you know that
TikTok where they say you get a pregnancy scare and that's when you become the best Christian ever. Like, you start praying. That was like similar for me. Like, it's not a this is not a joke, but at the same time, it made me.
Well, tell me that there's a good ending at this.
Yeah. So obviously, like.
That's why I figured out. You all wear the hat and that. It's bad.
That is insane. That's insane. That's insane.
I had to.
But no. What's it called? So yeah. Literally, I was just praying. I was thinking, mad, this is nuts. And then obviously I went to work now, and obviously work, we've got doctors there and that. Like, yeah. So I had to go to them, and I was thinking, like, I was like to them, oh, like, I think something's wrong with my brain, like, because I've been searching stuff. And they were like, oh, okay, cool. Like, what's happened? Symptoms, da-di-da-di-da. And then, like, I was like, oh, can I get, like, a scan, da-di-da-di-da? And I was like, oh, okay, cool. We won't go that far. Like, we need to do tests before we think a scan's necessary. Mm. And then they just ran all the tests, did the scans, all of that kind of stuff. No scans, in fact. They just ran the tests. They're like, bro, your sinuses are playing up.
Oh, good.
So it was just, and I've never had a sinus issue in it.
Yeah.
So they're like, it's just your sinuses, like, it's hay fever related.
Yeah.
I was like,
damn.
Bro, two sprays of the sinus thing. And my head was feeling clear.
Yeah,
I was thinking, oh my God. Like, they were probably looking at me like thinking, this guy, like, why? Yeah.
So black.
No, but bro, it was scary. That's what I'm saying. So, bro, if there's a lesson here, don't self-doubt. Like, don't search Google.
Nah, for
bro.
Never search Google.
Just Google.
Go get yourself checked out.
Google.
But yeah, nah, it's real life. So yeah, like, to stay on tangent again. It's good you're saying this, because it will tell people out there, man, what to do. Don't ever think it's all right. Don't ever think it's the end of the world. Mm. It's probably okay, or you probably need to get checked out. Don't assume it's good. But yeah, like, this was like last year, so I bought Gaviscon's expensive as well. But my chest was hurting. I was having shortness of breath, so I took it, and nothing happened. And I was like, okay, cool. But then I realized that it was anxiety, because I realized that it wasn't pain related. There was nothing. It will come and go. And especially when certain, but the thing about anxiety is that sometimes it can creep up on you. Mm. Like, I still have it now a little bit. Especially like when I was in Nigeria, my whole dad's situation, and when he was ill. So I know why it's happening, especially with how busy I am. We are, like, you know, I'm at work, and then, you know, I'm working again, content creator work, and then social life, and then church, and then family issues, and then all of these things, and you got to make money, and then I got bills to pay. Like, so it was all just creeping up in it. And then I think what reaffirmed it was when I saw DeShane in it. Like, when DeShane said what you said and talked to me, and it was like, raw, like, do you ever get that? Like, your chest never just hurt. And I was thinking the same thing. Like, I was going to say something, that like, your chest never just hurt. And it was like, what are you talking about? And after, when he started to have the attacks, when he just started to really feel short breath-wise, like, I was like, yeah, this is real still. Like, so, nah, when I took Gaviscon, when I think about it now, I find it so funny. Like, man took Gaviscon for anxiety. Like, do you know how
but
crazy
I was
that
back
is?
In paracetamol, fam.
Trying to kill ourselves.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, no, I hear him. I said Gaviscon, though.
Gaviscon is
not. And Gaviscon is not nice.
It's horrible.
Like, it's horrible.
I feel like it just sat in my chest as well. I didn't
like,
know
it's like
down.
A thick white liquid, like, bro.
It's like, horrible, man. But yeah, no, that was, yeah. A big fat liquid is insanity.
I said a thick white liquid. Oh, my dick.
Oh, my God, that's, broski.
No, but you didn't even hear
it. I did, but I was dreaming, bro.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
It is, though, but, like, it's a pause, though. Yeah. I'm even scared.
No, there's a liquid version, and there's a capsule version. A solid version.
That's a pause. That's crazy. Come on.
That was so low.
A solid version.
Like this. What the hell is this? What, like, even like, I don't know, I'm not gonna reenact that. But yeah, man, I wanted to dissect that. And is there anything you want to dissect because we can potentially wrap up?
Like, yeah, no, we'll get clear. Yeah. I was gonna say something. Nah, so deeper, yeah. Obviously, I was chatting on the phone to, like, my parents and that. Do you feel like there's English words here that your parents have made fresh?
Like what?
Like, so, like, there's English words that are just Yoruba, like, they're so Yoruba, but they're English. So I think resemblance.
Okay.
Like, do you get what I mean? Like,
I had a conversation with my mum the other day, innit? And she has a saying, no, not a saying, but there's a typically common UK, like, English phrase, which is bone of contention. Or do you get it?
Bone of contention. So, what did she say?
Bone of contentment. And I'm like, bro, like, she's been saying it. And no, bro, so then I didn't say it. But then because I speak English better than her,
She's heard me word for word. So I said, she's like, "Bueno, contentment." And I'm like, "Yeah, isn't that what you say?" Like, and then she's like, "No, I don't think that's correct." Like, I'm like, "Bueno, contentment." No, like, that's just the content. Bueno, content, in it, content. Like, she's like, "No." Nah. Then she sent me a message. Like, she was like, "Oh, it's bueno, contention." And I was like, "Well, I've been only saying it wrong because of you." Like, you know, I'm trying to say, like, but yeah,
that is funny. But like, friends. I just see it like, fam. And to be fair, they'll be like, "You wallow more."
You
like,
wallow more. Bro, they can never stand being corrected, didn't they? Jesus,
I was speaking English before you were born.
Of the bluest dial, bro.
Of the bluest dial.
The bluest dial.
States Brigadish.
But yeah. Yeah, to be honest, there's nothing really more to that. So we've had a nice conversation, a nice heart to heart. Separately, yes. Okay. Nah, we have enough time to do this now. Okay. On a level, like, comment, subscribe. On a level, follow the page, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube.
It's all sent back.
Let us know what you want to see. Talk to us on a level, like, because we're at this point where there's only about 5 more people in the UK that have been shipped and that we know. So let us know who these people are. And as well as that, let us know who you know would have a great conversation here. A lot of you are watching and emailing us regarding coming on your pod or coming on here. We do appreciate that. It's good to see that people are with us and they actually are engaged. And, you know, so keep doing that. We do see, even though we may not reply, we're both very busy people. We do actually see it. So keep
And we will get back to you.
And we will get 100%. Back to you very, very soon. But yeah, man, we're just here, man, pushing. Let us know, any of you here that are caterers. Yes, if you're a caterer, I'm even going to make sure this is a clip. If you're a caterer, you know, let us know. We can eat your food here.
You just want to eat.
Power, bro. Put no contention. Put no contention. UK counter tax is on a high. But yeah, no, literally, yeah, man. Let us know. We can try your food. We can come into your spaces to eat. As well as that, the Sent Back podcast, you get me? We're a brand. You have an event, you want the pair of us to host. We host individually, but we can also host as a duo. Do you get it? So you have an event, whether it's a wedding, a birthday, a party, even a funeral, God forbid, you want us to finish that, you know, host that for you. Maybe the you know, the fun part at the end, the celebration. Let us know, we'll be there, man. As a podcast, we're a brand in it, so we've got you.
Also, yeah. We've got something cooking for you for the summer. Just bear that in mind. Yeah,
we're gonna try and give you as much notice as possible as well. Ready. So you can put that in your calendar.
Be ready. Be ready.
It's the same day as recess land, so you gotta show us you care about us. Or not. No, I'm joking. We wouldn't do such a daft thing.
We wouldn't even do such a daft thing.
But you get recess land, you know.
I don't think so, man.
I don't think so. I think I want to. I like amusement parks. Yeah.
Amusement parks.
It was a lot. I was rushing. But yeah, that's been your boy Kamzo SDP. And your boy DB the General, make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you soon.
Say no more.
Peace.
Shama.